Ben Milstead hanging out right here inside McWhorter Stadium. Facts and Childress on the ones and twos inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Thanks to John Ribbon and Morgan Coleman for joining us in hour number one. We've got Millie Thompson and Mackenzie Clark. Natalie Hona is going to join us in hour two. But here in our first segment, pleased to be joined by head baseball coach of the Tigers, Monty Lee. We're giving away baseball tickets for tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. If you come by and see us here at McWhorter Stadium, we've got some tickets we can give you for the Tigers' final home regular season series of 2022. And we'll talk to Coach Lee right now. Coach, what's going on?
Nothing much, guys. Just getting ready for the game tonight.
I hear you. It's a. I know the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a little bit of a quick turnaround for Tuesday. You guys coming off the long road trip. What was the plan yesterday in terms of trying to balance rest and preparation for a big series this weekend with BC?
Well, we got a weight training session in, and we hit in the cages for 30 minutes. So we got back so late. Last night, I guess it was Wednesday morning. We didn't roll into Clemson until about 2:30 a.m. So, just felt like it was important, you know, to get the guys some rest, get them off their feet, and get them rejuvenated for today's game. With it being such a quick turnaround, so that was what we did.
You guys have had some strange road trips. I've been a part of some of that, and I can't remember a year quite like this from a weather standpoint. And Virginia, that series took the cake. What's the messaging coming off of a road trip where just things did not go according to plan, really, weather-wise or even consistency of play? What's your message to your team as you enter this weekend?
I think the message really hasn't changed for us. Is look, regardless of all the challenges that we faced, right? I mean, we played four innings on a Friday. We finished a game on a Saturday. We can't play again till Sunday morning. Play game three at 8:30 on Sunday night, bus all through the day, get back late. Look, there's always challenges with the season. We can't make excuses. We got to get ready for this weekend. And look, we control our own destiny. I think, you know, the message to our guys yesterday was very simple. You're going to earn the right to continue to play. That's what we have to look at. If you want to continue to play fast this weekend, you have to earn that right. You got to go out and play good baseball, and we need to win every game. Every game's a one-game playoff. I don't think we need to look at the whole series. I think we just need to focus on today. Let's go win the game today, and then we'll address game two when we get to game two. But we've got to earn the right to continue to play. And, look, we're in good shape. I mean, you look at the number of wins that we have against top 25 teams. I think it's the most of any team that we've had in the last 7 years. We're in the top 30 in RPI. We're sitting in the 20s in RPI. I mean, we've got a really good resume. We just don't have enough league wins. We've got to win some games in the league and get into the ACC tournament and see what happens. And I think our guys know that. Hopefully we'll go out and play our best baseball here at home. That's one of the great things about this weekend is we're playing at home. And hopefully we'll get a good crowd out here tonight supporting our guys and create a home field advantage and find a way to win some games.
Coach, things went kind of sideways in a hurry Tuesday night. The fact that you've got a quick turnaround now, is that a good thing in a way that you can just kind of flush that and move on?
I think you have to. I think that's the biggest challenge with a baseball player is, you know, listen, one game, the previous game should not dictate anything in regards to the next game. And I think that's very, very important that, you know, every game is opening day, you know, and that's kind of a saying that we have here. It's like, look, you got to treat every day like it's opening day. You got to treat every day like you're 0-0 with no batting average and no ERA and just go out and win today because, when you're going good, you tend to overlook things, right? If you're on a hot streak, you think, well, we can just show up, we're going to win. And that's a good thing. But sometimes the attention to detail when you're on a hot streak winning-wise, you know, gets put to the side with the players a little bit. They lose their focus. And on the other side of that, when you're going through a tough time, you show up to the ballpark and the guys are putting so much pressure on themselves to perform because they want to win so badly to get it going in the right direction that, you know, oftentimes things snowball on them. So I think that the middle ground is where you want to be. You just want to approach every game like it's opening day. and don't let the previous game dictate a whole lot for you. You know, just be prepared. Make sure you're prepared for the starting pitcher. You're prepared for the lineup. And that you do everything you can just to compete for your team for that day.
Visiting with Monty Lee, head baseball coach of the Tigers. 6 o'clock tonight starts a 3-game series to wrap up the regular season against Boston College here at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. You've got 5 seniors, and I know player leadership has been a big part of getting you guys in the right mindset. Tell us a little bit about those seniors, Ferry, Gilbert, Hawkins, Lindley, Starbuck. What have they meant to this program and to this team in this season specifically?
Well, they're great guys. I mean, great kids. I mean, Max Starbuck, unfortunately, was injured early in the season and hasn't really been able to play at all for us. He broke his foot roughly the halfway point and hadn't been able to play for us. But, man, he's helped us so much with charting some at-bats and helping our guys with their approaches. He wants to coach one day, and you can certainly see that in him. So he's been a valuable asset even through the injury. Chad Ferry's on our leadership council. He's been a great leader for us. We're gonna miss Chad and just his presence in the locker room and the respect that he has with the players. Jackson Lindley, another leadership council guy, has had a well of a season for us. You know, after last year, just so proud of the ability of him to bounce back this year and pitch really well for us. Jeffrey Gilbert, has done a great job for us. Has really come on late. Had a great start at Virginia, and he's been a very valuable piece as a reliever and as a starter for us. And I'm sure I'm missing somebody, they've been great. I mean, they really have. Every one of those guys has meant a lot to the team from a leadership standpoint, and they've all had their moments from a performance standpoint that have stood out and have been very, very good for us. So we've been blessed to have these young men in our program.
Coach, tell us a little bit about Boston College, what they bring to the table, and some of the things you expect to be able to take advantage of this weekend.
Well, I mean, just looking at them on paper, their Friday night starter is very, very good, and they're going to leave him out there for 100-plus pitches. They're going to ride him. They struggle some in the bullpen. You can see that through the stat line. They do have a couple guys on the front end that are pretty good. And they've got one piece out of the pen that's really good. But the key is you've got to be able to get into their bullpen. And we have to wear their starting pitching down and get into their pen. Offensively, they got a few guys that can really swing the bat. Joe Vetrano, hitting .328 with 13 homers. Lou Gold is a really good hitter. He's having a great year for them. And they've got another player, Cameron Leary, that's hit 15 home runs. So they've got some power. And the top half of their order can really, really swing the bat. And their Friday night guy is pretty dang good. So we got to find a way to compete tonight. A big key for us tonight, quite honestly, is Mac Anglin. You know, Mac's got to shut them down and give our lineup an opportunity to work through, their starter and figure him out a little bit and get his pitch count up, see what he's doing to us. And, hopefully we can score early, get ahead of them and drive his pitch count up, force to get into their bullpen. I think that's going to be a recipe for success for us.
All right, a couple questions before we let you run. I want to ask you about bullpen because that normally is a strength for you guys, and having to use so many arms Tuesday but not using anybody particularly long, are you well stocked today? Is there anybody you're going to have to kind of monitor, or are you all hands on deck in terms of your bullpen availability tonight and moving through the weekend?
Yeah, I think we're all hands on deck. I mean, even the guys that were pitching on short rest on Tuesday night for us, we didn't overextend anybody. We basically gave everybody an inning. So, we don't think we're in any sort of issue in regards to bullpen availability for our guys for the series this weekend. We should be in good shape.
All right, and then finally, we've got about 100 questions about Cooper Engle. I know his health status a bit up in the air, running some tests and things like that. Is there any update on Cooper's availability at all?
Yeah, Cooper is available. He will DH today. We don't know the extent of what we're looking at quite yet. We should know something hopefully in about a week. But he has been cleared to DH, and he will be in the DH spot tonight. And hopefully, hopefully he has no hiccups, feels okay, and is able to stay in that DH spot, over the 3-game series.
I know it's been important to have guys step up, and Will Taylor certainly has done that. Camden Troyer, I thought he had as good at-bats as anybody in the Virginia series, and even on Tuesday night at Coastal, I felt like he was battling. That has to be nice as a coach to see somebody like that who's not gotten a ton of opportunities late in his freshman season to be able to step up and take command of a situation when he gets an opportunity.
Well, he really did. I mean, if you look at the at-bats from the Virginia series, I have them right here in front of me. You know, Troyer was second on the team in quality at-bats over the weekend. He had 7 quality at-bats. So for a true freshman, be able to do what he did against Virginia, we could kind of see it coming. I mean, we thought there's a chance this guy could really help us this year. You know, he was just young and unproven, and he got an opportunity against Georgia Tech, swung the bat well against Virginia. You know, so he has really done a good job for us, and he is certainly a great piece for us, you know, to use. It's a little bit hard right now, especially, you know, depending on, you know, again, with Engel being in that DH spot, you know, you got Corbett you got to keep in there. You know, moving those pieces around a little bit, you know, a guy like a Troyer, we'll kind of have to see how he falls into that mix. But he has been outstanding for us, and we expect him to be a big-time player for us moving forward.
Coach Lee, always appreciate the chance to visit with you. Excited to be out at the ballpark and watch you guys play this weekend. Again, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock noon, the 3 first pitch times for the Tigers this weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck this weekend moving forward.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, that is Monty Lee, head coach of Clemson Baseball. Let's go. You know what? Before you take a break, I got to tell you about Arthrex, and then we're going to have some very special softball interviews coming up in our next segment. Arthrex is hiring, folks. This is a great company that does great work. I know we're not really supposed to say nice things about Tua, but the ankle surgery for Tua, uh-huh. They did that with their materials, that very specialized surgery. That's the kind of stuff that's coming down the pipe for Arthrex as they continue to be on the cutting edge of getting athletes back in the game. Whether you're a professional athlete or a weekend warrior, they are hiring right here in Anderson County. Listen, they benefits start day one, free daily lunch. They've got attractive shifts, company-paid health care. They have an on-site medical clinic, and that lunch, by the way, is they got gourmet chefs on site that make those meals every day that feed hundreds of people. They've got a kitchen, like a state-of-the-art kitchen in there. It's remarkable.
You had me a gourmet chef.
Exactly, really. Exactly. And I asked if they could, like, as part of just the process of getting involved with Arthrex, if they would just let me sample some of the food, and they said no, they couldn't do that. But they can. You can eat it if you work there. Careers.arthrex.com. They got 401k match. Again, that on-site medical clinic is fantastic. Again, careers.arthrex.com. Millie Thompson, Mackenzie Clark, going to join us live from McWhorter Stadium when we return for more Out of Bounds next.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 400 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com. What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made buttermilk biscuit? 49 savory steps. During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. It's Bo time.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about. on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helps me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 3.99% APR to 9.49% APR and included 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/rate for more information.
George Coleman Ford wants you to know right now is the time to order your new Ford car, truck, or SUV and save money. In doing so, you'll get all the current incentives and, if the available incentives improve, once your new George Coleman Ford arrives, you'll get the better of the two. George Coleman Ford has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. And don't forget, there are never any document or closing fees at George Coleman Ford, a customer-focused culture for over 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Championship Rodeo returns to T.Ed Garrison Arena May 26th through 28th. Cowboys and cowgirls from across the state will compete in bareback bronc, tie-down roping, barrel racing, team roping, and bull riding. The action starts at 8 p.m. nightly. Adult tickets, $12. Students, just $8 with 5 and under free admission. Sponsored by Home Place Horse and Cattle Company, the South Carolina High School Rodeo Finals. May 26th through 28th, T.Ed Garrison Arena, Clemson.
It's spring in the upstate, and that means it's time for the BMW Pro-Am Charity Golf Tournament, June 9th through the 12th. This year features play on two courses, the Carolina Country Club and Thornblade, with the celebrity lineup to include Ken Griffey Jr., Larry the Cable Guy, and MLB Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith. Tournament spectators will notice increased sustainability efforts through the tournaments for the Love of the Green program, with the goal of producing the only zero-waste carbon-neutral tournament on the PGA Tour. Tickets are available now. Go to BMWCharityGolf.com.
Hey, honey.
Hey, Mom. How did Jordan's interview go?
I'm not sure. Your brother isn't home yet. Oh, one sec. Someone's at the door.
Are you Mrs. Lewis?
Yes.
Mrs. Lewis, I'm Officer Taylor. Your son was in a crate and has died.
What?
He wasn't wearing his seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle.
No. No.
Mom, is everything okay? Mom, answer.
Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night, got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Think about it. There must be a higher love. Down in the heart or hidden in the stars.
I feel like I'm playing Call of Duty.
Without it.
Am I going to?
Life is
oh, man. Hour two continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, hanging out here at McWhorter Stadium. It's only 90 degrees. Mackenzie Clark says this is an average day.
Yeah, the Florida native, like, eh, no big deal. Whatever.
That's right. That's we have not gotten we've not gotten Millie's thoughts on the temperature yet. We'll get those here in just a second. First, I want to tell you, appreciate Fax and Childress hanging out and running the board inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is serving the five counties of upstate South Carolina. That is Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg counties with the latest and greatest in fiber technology. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. We are pleased to be joined by Millie Thompson, Mackenzie Clark, here on Out of Bounds. Hello, ladies. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Doing great. This is going to be so much fun.
We've already learned a lot just during the break there with music selection, you know, pregame ritual, all that good stuff. I've learned a lot.
Natalie Honan, who is going to join us in the next segment, by the way, she pointed out, Millie Thompson, you have never... You are the softball version of Wild Thing Ricky Vaughn from Major League, but you've never seen the movie.
No, I have not.
Man, that's disappointing. That's got to be an off-season assignment.
It's disappointing and yet a little, I don't know, that she's come up with all of this organically as she takes the field. That's wonderful.
It's impressive. We're going to talk about your persona in a second. And Mackenzie Clark, you have never seen a hockey game.
No, not a full thing. Absolutely not.
Not a full thing. So now we have some sort of a bet, right? We have some sort of a thing like you'll watch a Capitals game. Is that right?
Yes. No, the Penguins. Not
Penguins. I'll watch a Capitals game.
Millie said no, the Capitals. She hates the Capitals. My wife, for no reason in the world, I think she went to a Bruins game one time. In fact, Chandler was just here, my sister-in-law. I think she left. She can attest to this. She watched the Capitals one time, and she hates the Capitals, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is about the Capitals. We've gotten a lot of interest in your segment. In fact, we tweeted the lineup, and we got some very, very interesting responses. Danielle Thompson responded.
Oh, my God, that's my mom.
Thompson responded, and Danielle said, "Oh goodness, Mills and Pie together, that should be epic. Purple Heart, Tiger, Orange Heart,
please
and Millie."
Tell me.
I would just like to get your thoughts on that.
Mom, get off Twitter and go to work, please. Please tell me my parents didn't post anything. Did they see it?
She was not the only one that posted something in response to you guys being on with us. Someone named Kerry Clark responded to Danielle's tweet and said, quote, "Oh my.
No.
These two characters together, ... This will be good."
No, Bob.
Mackenzie, what are your thoughts on that?
She needs to get off Twitter. She needs to go babysit my baby cousin Dakota and get off Twitter. Go do something productive. As she said to me growing up, get off that thing and go outside. So she needs to take a page out of her own chapter.
I love this reverse parenting going on
too.
Here.
It's just
amazing. You guys do, I mean, one thing that I've noticed about Clemson softball, the parents are super supportive. So I know you guys are annoyed at your parents.
Supportive
but
is the
look,
word.
It touched my heart, though. It touched my heart that both your moms are really excited.
Yes. That is true.
Oh, man. But, like, you appreciate that your mom's supportive.
I do. I appreciate my mom a lot.
I wonder if they're listening.
I'm sure they are.
My parents are driving, so.
My parents are, my mom gets on the train tomorrow night and it's going to come down, so I'll see her then.
Nice. Very good. Very good. I love that.
So how excited are you two about what's happening here tomorrow? I mean, it's a pretty big deal to host, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
What do you do to kind of make sure those emotions stay in check? I mean, you know, last year you're on the road and it's us against the world kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You're kind of the center of attention tomorrow. I mean, we got to still make sure it's still just softball though, right?
Yeah. I think that the biggest thing is with this, it's just like living our normal lives. Like I'm going home, I'm making dinner and things like that, keeping my mind so it's a normal routine.
That's cool. Mackenzie, both of you guys, but y'all are in Alabama. Mm-hmm. I was there. That was a neat experience last year. I know you guys wanted to host. You got to see that and what it feels like. That had to be a nice motivator for your team going into this season, right?
Absolutely. Coming from Alabama, you know, last year, we were warming up, we were hitting, and like he kind of like looked off in the distance, and you just saw the Alabama fans rolling in, and they're all wearing red. And I think it was Aaliyah Logaleo said, "Look, all the fire ants are entering the building," because they're in a single file line, and like you could see them until like the horizon stopped. Like it was insane. And so, to be completely honest, I'm really excited to see our fans start walking in tomorrow and just getting the feel for the moment.
You guys are both all ACC selections. Millie, I'll start with you. What does that mean to be an all-conference player in your second full season with the program?
It's just really special, you know. It just shows that your hard work is paid off, and it's really cool to see, you know, all of us, you know, as a team have a lot of people, you know, involved in that. So it's just a really special thing, and I'm really grateful.
Mackenzie, same question. How's it feel? Two-time All-ACC selection.
It feels great, you know, but like what Millie said, you have a lot of players on this team working through injuries, coming back from injuries, and to be completely honest, it's incredible to watch Aaliyah Logaleo bounce back from two injuries, to watch Millie come back from her surgery. It's just an incredible thing to witness, and I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
All right, tell us about your recovery, Millie, and coming back from surgery, And just taking, I don't know, a step is not even big enough, like just a quantum leap as a pitcher and just your confidence.
Yeah.
What's that been like from the end of last season to right now for you?
Well, I think that, you know, I came off a good freshman year, and then in the fall, you know, it just kind of was gone. Like, I was hurt, I couldn't play, and I lost all my confidence. And having to figure out how to gain that in a month and, you know, get back in the games, it was really, really hard. But, you know, I'm really glad it happened. I think it motivated me for this season to, you know, come back and give it my all, because, honestly, I wasn't expecting to be here this season, so...
Is there anything that you did in the offseason that can help explain you going from a good pitcher to, you know, top five or six in the ACC and ERA? What kind of change has gotten you to that point?
I think, honestly, just having some time off and reflecting and, you know, seeing how important softball is to me, I think that that was the biggest thing. It's just I didn't have softball, so it kind of gave me this fire to get back, and, you know, that's what I did. I did everything I could to get back on time.
McKenzie, you're the everyday center fielder for this team, and you have been up and down. I mean, in the batting order, leadoff, second, you've kind of done it all. What is it like to kind of know, I guess maybe more so than last year, that 1 through 9 – you guys are pretty much level. It feels like a more balanced lineup this time around, regardless of who is where.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, we're a very flexible lineup. You know, I believe that when push comes to shove, that everyone in that lineup can do their job when the time's called. And people that aren't in the lineup, I know I see them always timing up the pitcher, at the side of the dugout, you know, waiting for their opportunity to get on, waiting for their name to be called. But as a whole, I really do believe that our lineup is flexible and very adaptive.
Visiting with Millie Thompson and McKenzie Clark here for Clemson softball. Of course, the Tigers will be here at noon for game one of the Clemson Regional tomorrow afternoon. We will have pregame of that right here on the Roar starting at 11:45 a.m. Scott Whitlock and I will be on the call of that one. Millie, your persona in the circle, I just told you that it's captivating to watch because there's just a lot of energy, and then you're kind of a finesse pitcher in some ways. You kind of nibble at the corners, and it's really interesting to watch. When did you become this, like, high-energy bundle of whatever right there in the circle that I'm telling you, it's different than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I've always kind of been that way, you know. I think I had to find, like, this other type of edge. You know, I'm a lefty, so that kind of gives me an advantage, but I'm 5'6", and don't throw 70. So, you know, giving me that kind of intimidation factor without, you know, just, you know, when I throw, it's not super hard or anything like that. So it just kind of gave me that edge in a different way.
I think it's your specs.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, correct me if I'm wrong, you haven't always...
Well, I lost them.
Pick on me.
That was the issue. I lost them and couldn't find them. So I was actually blind for a few games. Well, actually the whole season. So
last year
I couldn't see.
That's unbelievable.
No, last year when I was catching her, it would be broad daylight and she'd have trouble seeing what number I'm holding up with my fingers, and she's like, no, I just can't see you, and I was genuinely worried for her eyesight, and I had no idea that it was just like an everyday thing. Like, she could not see. And so she was starting wearing specs. I'm pretty blind, so. Yeah, I couldn't see.
This is stunning news, I gotta say. This is incredible. Let me ask you, McKenzie, what's it been like to be in center field with Millie in the circle this year? And then I'll ask you the same question as a follow-up to the one I just asked Millie. What's the big change that you've made to take you to another level this season?
You know, being behind Millie while she's in the circle, I mean, just turn me up, Millie. Turn me up. As soon as I hear pretty boy swag, come on. I'm being so serious. Watch, like, Oda or I or Sam in the outfield. Like, we're, like, huddling up, and, like, you just hear the song, and all three of us are, like, in sync, throwing our head back and forth. You know, we're just... Ooh, goosebumps. I'm just so excited for you to throw the first pitch. But, you know, coming off of last year, I think what I wanted to work on mostly was consistency. I kind of struggled with my throws. Yeah, I threw hard, but sometimes it wasn't accurate. And I think I had, like, 4 or 5 throwing errors last year, and that really ate me up during the summer. So I think my dad and I, anytime I was in Florida, we went to the softball field, and we would always bring my dog Milo, and I'd throw to, you know, like, the pitching things that you guys have, like the hitters? that you like put in the batter's box, like, in the bullpen. Yeah. My dad would put one of those up, and I would throw from deep, from like center field, and try and hit that dummy. And the dummy is about that wide, probably six foot. Maybe?
Yeah.
And it's literally like about that wide. And he'd be like, okay, like we're going to work on missing small, and you're going to hit it. And so that's what we did over the summer, and I think that's really paid off in this season.
Both of you guys picked Clemson when there was, like, nothing here. There was no history, no track record, an idea of what a stadium and a crowd would look like. Millie, we'll start with you. Did you envision in your sophomore season getting to do something like this?
No. This is like a dream, literally. It's a fairy tale. I mean, it is insane. And, you know, us being, you know, coming and seeing when it was literally nothing and seeing what we've built, you know, not only just as a team, but, you know, fans and all of that, like, it is absolutely amazing. I would have never expected this, but, I mean, just the support that we have. Sorry, there's flies everywhere.
Yeah, they're in my face. I'm supposed to be a professional here, and I'm just following them around, trying to make sure they don't land on me.
But yeah, it's just so cool. I mean, and the stadium is great. Like, us hosting right now, like, this stadium is just one of the prettiest in the country. So I'm so blessed to be here and be a part of this.
So was there literally nothing here when you first came to Clemson?
I have a vivid memory of my unofficial visit with Coach Rittman, and it was literally, he would like give us a tour in his truck, and it was about 30 degrees and it was raining. Like, it was sideways. It was completely gray. You couldn't see like 50 feet in front of you while we were driving around. He's like, oh yes, this is the baseball facility. We're thinking about having the softball facility like right here and like the clubhouse and blah, 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 blah. And he was like driving us around Clemson, like touring it. And I just remember like my dad like kept looking back at me, and I was just like trying so hard to like picture what the facility was going to look like, how big it was going to be, like trying to picture like 2 years, 3 years ahead of time. And it's just like, you really had to use your imagination when it was just dirt here.
And you had to have an enormous level of trust in Coach Rittman.
Yes.
Right?
You know, we got lost a few times.
Yeah. Oh, in the visit. So yeah. You picked Clemson despite the fact that you got lost on what is essentially a virtual tour in his truck.
Absolutely, because simply because on all of my other visits, you know, the coach would try to sell you off like an auction at this school, trying to like, we're the best in the program because we have this, and this. Coach Rittman really didn't do that. He was like, yeah, like, it's going to be a great 4 years of your life, but I really want to prepare you for the next 40 years of your life. It was a very, like, no other coach spoke to me like that, and I think that's what really drew me here.
That's very cool. I love hearing stories.
It is, and then tomorrow will be, you know, not arguably, the biggest day in program history. And you two get to take the field and enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And you get to wear a funny hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've got to ask about
yeah,
this.
Yeah. What is – so, like, where did that idea come about? And I'm so curious about that.
When does the planning for this start,
okay,
is my question.
Well, we'll start off with – we went to Frankie's Fun House. Was it Fun House or Fun Park?
I think it was Fun House.
It's like an arcade. And, yeah. And so they had a Viking hat, and then we just bought it with our little tickets, and then it glows in the dark or lights up, but it's always light when we play, so you haven't seen that. But it started with that, and then it kind of just, like, evolved into, like, parents giving me, like, please wear this on TV, like, kind of thing. So I've gotten a bunch of random little gifts of hats or whatever from parents, and I don't know, but I don't know what I'm going to wear this weekend.
Did you get a new one? I thought I saw a Spider-Man hat
I do have a Spider-Man hat. I have a little rooster that we've cut out and I've put on my bun. But I think I'm actually going to go to Dollar General tonight and see if they have anything.
Surprise all of you.
That's good. You know, I'm partial to, and I can't remember what game it was, I'm partial to the Viking hat
with
the traffic cones and the balloons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the balloons
I'm partial
is
to
good.
That.
Yeah. I do. My favorite, personally, is the captain's hat. But
you do like
pink.
The captain's
hat? Yeah, I do.
How hard is it to stand behind Rittman? You, like, I can't imagine. You really can't hear that much what he's saying. Like, you don't really know how long you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And try to basically have a staring contest with the back of a guy's head. Like, how difficult is that to do?
It's pretty difficult. And I usually can't get through it without grinning. But I try my hardest. But, I mean, it's just fun. I try to look at the camera and avoid Coach Rittman so I don't look at him and giggle. But it's taken a lot of practice, so.
Mackenzie, have you ever thought about, like, maybe I'd look good in a hat like that.
I have
maybe
not.
Maybe I'll join the party.
But one thing that Millie does that my hamstrings and my quads could never do is her Irish jig that she does. I think I'd tear something immediately. So I think over the summer, I'm really going to focus on getting in some hot yoga classes so I can pull off that really high kick that she does.
Okay, so that and that's just in the dugout? That's just...
Well, yeah, so...
When does that come out?
Well, I went to Ireland when I was in, like, 10th grade with Emma Limley, the pitcher for Tech.
Yes.
And so we learned how to Irish dance and river dance via YouTube, and it's just been the greatest experience. So now I like to pull it out because I'm really good at it. I'm actually proud of myself. That is my,
it's
like...
It's impressive.
My one thing that, like, I will say, like, I'm good at and proud of. So yeah, I'm pretty good at river dancing.
I mean, one thing from the press box, we have a good view down in your dugout, and there have been a few times this year where I thought, I got no idea what's going on.
It's
now,
a really good workout, honestly.
I bet it is.
Looks
yeah,
like a
I
good
bet
time.
It is.
All right, last one, because I know you guys are busy, and we'll let you run. Really appreciate the time. It's been a blast. Real quickly, Millie, tell me everything you know about UNC Wilmington.
Not much, honestly.
Right.
I think I don't really scout or anything like that. So just going into it like any other game.
That's awesome.
So you,
I love
you have
that
some
answer.
Friends on that on that
I
team?
I do have a friend on that team, yep. But other than that, nothing much. We're just
you know what? I love that, man. I'm just trying to pitch out
she
here.
She said she's going to wing it, basically.
No, 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 no. I did not say that by any means. I just get really
Coach
nervous.
Rittman. Millie said she's going to wing it.
I don't like to really look into other teams because it makes me nervous. I just like to just go out there and, you know, do what we always do.
I like to know who not to hit it to.
Okay, so who? Where are you trying to not hit it? Tomorrow.
I'll, you know what? That's my homework for tonight, you know, because,
okay.
You know, Georgia Tech, you know, you knew not to hit it to the shortstop.
Yeah.
FSU, you know not to hit it to Sydney Sherrill. You got to figure out who not to hit it to.
Now,
if I go out and I'm looking at some of their games and then I realize some of their pitchers can't throw a ball, I'm bunting it to you. And you're just
okay.
going to have to throw me out from there.
Okay.
But
I like that.
You know what? You just hit dingers. And
that
worry
too.
About it.
I mean, I don't have the leverage that Valerie does on her swing, but I'll give it a go.
She swings like Ichiro.
It's
like
insane.
Like the Japanese baseball player Ichiro. It's incredible, right, to watch her do what
yeah.
she does. She's unreal.
It is.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate
Thank you.
It. I hope you guys have. Is this your radio debut?
Yes.
For both of you?
Yes, it is. And I would just like to say, Mom, if you're listening to this, please go back to driving. Be safe. look always. Look out for motorcycles. Don't text and drive. Dad, same to you. I'll see you guys at 10 o'clock tonight.
Excellent. Yeah. Very good.
We will read all parent texts and tweets on the air, so feel free to continue to tweet us.
Oh, yeah, please. All softball parents, we welcome that. We welcome the chance to embarrass your kids. That's what we're here for. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. All right, we've got much more. Natalie Honan is going to join us in hour two live from McWhorter Stadium next.
If you're looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers softball team hosts their first NCAA regional at McWhorter Stadium. Join us for this historic coverage brought to you by Upcountry Fiber, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, Mellow Mushroom of Clemson, Mosquito Shield of Tri-County, Parham Smith and Archenhold Attorneys at Law. Stay tuned to theroarfm.com for all the latest updates and coverage. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet Biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
If you are injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. Filing a workers' comp claim on top of everything you're going through is overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. The consultation is completely free. Nick is here to get the results you deserve. Call today at 864-654-3680 for a free legal consultation. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
May is Maytag Month, the hardest working month of the year, when you can save on hard-working Maytag performance. Like laundry pairs that make clothes think twice before getting dirty again. Refrigerators that make cold your new favorite flavor. And dishwashers that eat caked on oatmeal for breakfast.
Don't wait. Put the hardest working month of the year to work for you and save big on Maytag appliances now through June 1st. Because May is Maytag Month.
Your home for Clemson women's basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour 2 of the program continues. Out of bounds. William Quagmire, Ben Milstead. We have Natalie Honan joining us in just a second. But first, going to tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. I am sweating like crazy. If I were 30 pounds ago, I'd have been sweating even worse, Ben. But today, courtesy of PhD Weight Loss, I have it made in the shade, proverbially speaking. We have a little bit of shade. Here's the deal. With PhD, we have all kinds of ways that they can help you from a diet standpoint, from a mentality standpoint, from a physical activity and a strenuous activity standpoint. They can craft a plan that's right for you and your weight loss goals. There are people who need to lose 80, 90, 100 pounds. There are people like me that need to lose 20, 25 pounds. They do a great job of being supportive no matter what your goals are, no matter what your needs are. And they will help you every step of the process through weight loss and through the maintenance phase. These folks at PhD are terrific. They are the official weight loss provider of Clemson Athletics as well. So you'll be hearing much more about that in the coming weeks and months. PhD Weight Loss is, they're the best folks, and Dr. Lucas does a great job. For more information, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Thanks to Millie and McKenzie for stopping by. Natalie Honan joins us right now. I can go through your titles and all that. Really, you are the visionary behind the Clemson softball program, and so we will set the bar so high with that. Hello, Natalie.
You're giving me way too much credit right now.
Well, you were here
yes.
at day zero.
I was.
In trying to craft the program.
Yes.
Be honest, how many years did you think it would take before we saw something like this?
You know, it's interesting. After the loss to Florida State in the ACC championship game, I was talking to John, and I just sat with him. I'm like, I remember a conversation when our offices were still in Neary, which was probably the fall of 2019, and we were talking about expectations. And I said to him, I'm like, remember when you said year three is when we're going to make the NCAA tournament for the first time? And he looked at me. He's like, I remember that conversation. I go, I think we've done pretty darn well. And we got to remember where we started. So, I think we always had the expectation that we were going to build it. Obviously, it came a lot faster than we anticipated. And I think we started feeling it probably late February of 2020 is probably when we felt like, all right, we got something here, right? We realized the support and the crowd and the support of Clemson in general. And then we saw the talent we had and we just felt like, okay, we got this. We're going to make it happen.
It's just been a fascinating rise mm-hmm. for the softball program. And I know, again, you've seen it from the bottom. You also were there in Tuscaloosa last year as an administrator. Mm-hmm. You have to be looking at an event like that through the eyes of an administrator, right? Not a fan or even a broadcaster player, whatever. What did you take away from that experience in trying to make sure that this is a first-class event you're putting on here?
Well, you know, I think for us, right, one, it was a good reminder of, like, it was kind of like, hey, this is where the benchmark is, right? This is what we want to accomplish. I also thought, hey, it's not going to be too hard to replicate this, right? I thought we already had all the pieces. It was just a matter of us getting the chance and the opportunity. And obviously the history at Alabama and just the crowd support, you know, I was looking to see, like, hey, how did they add seats to their stadium over time and try to see, you know, what that next growth is for us. So for me, it was, I've tried to enjoy every moment because, I think you have to, and you got to remember of what it's taken. But this is, we could say this is what we wrote up. But no, every moment has been so special.
I know it's been interesting for you because you've got daughters mm-hmm. and for your daughters, I know they were there at the selection show and they're getting to see this. How important is that as a mom to be able to tell your daughters this is something to aspire to?
Well, the interesting story is I gave birth to Madeline in January, and we announced the addition in February. So for me, as I see Maddie grow up, it's kind of like it's like my timetable for softball. Mm. And they've been around, you know, I was looking back at some. They've been at every big moment so far from our first game, our first, you know, the selection shows. It was funny. We were at practice. I think it was the weekend before ACC championship, and Maddie is at a point now that she's playing developmental ball, baseball, softball, and she was in the cages hitting the tee, and John was walking by, and he's sitting there cueing her, and I'm like, all right, this is kind of cool. I mean, you know, we have that connection, but yeah, it's been amazing, and you know, it's been really cool just seeing it through their eyes and how excited they are to be at softball games and getting to know the student athletes and just how special this program is to this area.
Not only are you over softball as a sports administrator, your official title is Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Services and Performance. What does that entail?
So the best way to explain it is I basically oversee all the areas that touch our student-athlete experience. So strength and conditioning, sports medicine, nutrition, sports psychology, mental health, and how all those units work together to make sure that our programs have all that they need off the field and on the field for our students to have success. I feel like I'm a very student-athlete-facing administrator, right? I need to understand what's going on and understanding what is going well, what's going poorly, where are the resources that we might be missing. It keeps me really busy. I can tell you every day I don't know what I'm going to get, but it's an amazing, amazing job.
It feels like a job, especially on the heels of COVID, that's just so, I mean, I'm sure it's changed in so many ways, but it's so important now to make sure that all of those boxes are checked, right?
Yeah, and I think for us, you know, I basically worked really closely with our doctors and the university as we kind of were handling COVID and our approach and how we were going to actually have seasons. And for us, it made it much more, we realized the importance of how we built those teams to work together, those performance areas, and how much that helped us do well during COVID, right? Because we had the support around our student athletes. When we couldn't do anything, we had those relationships already developed. So then when we were able to participate and play, we were ready to go.
All right, so you're over softball, and you see immediately, boy, we're filling this thing up. And you just mentioned potential stadium expansion, looking at ideas and so forth. Is that a tease, or is that just still in the idea phase? What are we looking at there?
I don't want to say it's a tease, right? I think there's an idea of it. We've got some drawings. I think one of the things that we want to make sure is that we maintain the integrity of what we built. Because I think one of the things that's really special is when you're standing on that concourse or watching a game, you're pretty close to the action. It just feels, everything feels intentional, right? So we want to make sure that whatever seats we add is going to be right. The other thing is, looking at our season ticket holders, which has been amazing, right? We've been sold out since day one. Trying to figure out how we could get people in the game in those seats every Wednesday, right? Because it's hard. We play a lot of home games, right? So how do we incentivize those that are buying those tickets that if they're not coming to give them up? Because that's the other thing that we're trying to figure out. But, it's awesome to have the demand. We just got to figure out what the right solution is, but we want to do it the right way.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what happens here because the demand is not going away, and particularly after this. So in that vein, as an administrator, 3 wins would be great. Going to Stillwater or hosting would be great. Outside of that, what does a successful weekend look like for you as an administrator?
You know, for me, it's obviously, we want the team to compete well, right? I think at the end of the day, we want to make sure, and again, I think the good thing about our program and our women on this team is that they fight from the start to finish, right? So you want it to be good. You want every fan that walks in here to have a good time, right? Hopefully we could keep to schedule as long as weather's good. But I think for us, as long as all the student athletes from all 4 teams are having a good experience, win or loss, everybody feels that they were treated well and our fans enjoy what's in front of them, I think we've had a great weekend.
You're a very humble person. I'm going to ask you a question about pride because this is, and I know John Rittman's got to feel this way, and he's a humble person, so he's not going to say it. You have to feel proud of this moment because of the work that you've done to help make this a reality.
Yeah, and it's funny because my husband and I talk about this a lot, and I've talked to other colleagues. To me, this is the most probably the most rewarding professional experience I've had. To be a woman, to be able to be part of building a women's program at a large institution, providing these opportunities to our women, and doing it a first-class way and really having success from the beginning, I mean, you couldn't write it up any better. So for me, yeah, I mean, I kid with John a lot that this is my happy place, right? Like, this is a place that I come that, it kind of has worked out so well, right? There's always challenges, but I think what we've been able to build is going to be a strong foundation. I think it's going to be something that's going to be special for many, many years.
So you're going to be here many hours, early mornings, late nights, that kind of thing. But like you said, it's sort of a labor of love for you because you've seen it from its infancy.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Natalie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
See, there's no reason. I tell people this all the time.
Nervous.
There's no reason to be nervous.
No reason.
You're great. We think we're great. I don't know.
It's funny because I think my thing is, like I told Val, is like I'm all for it. I think I just get nervous, but then I like to be behind the scenes. I just like to put my head down and work.
Yeah.
And, I don't need to be someone with recognition. Like, I just want to do my job.
Well, we'll let you get back to that then.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
That's right.
Natalie, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Natalie Honan, the Senior Associate AD for Student Services and Performance and the Sports Supervisor for Clemson Softball.
That's good stuff.
I'm going to tell you what, 3 elite interviews there.
No doubt.
In hour number 2. We have about 30 seconds here. We can tell you at the PGA Championship that Rory McIlroy remains in front at 500 par. I can also tell you that the clubhouse leader in the tournament right now, we have a couple. Chris Kirk is 2 under, and your guy, Xander Schauffele, is 2 under par in the clubhouse. Those are your clubhouse leaders at the moment.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a good start for you. And Rory just needs to not ruin my life. Just par it out, man. Just par it out. Give me that 5 under and get into the clubhouse. When we come back, we've got Kevin White, the new deputy AD for Clemson, is going to join us. John Allen is going to join us in hour 3. Brian Edwards, talking Vegas, also going to join us in hour 3. Much more Out of Bounds live from McWhorter.
CCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.